Thomas the cat was boisterous, energetic, and friendly. He was also a little bit of a pig. But his food bowl had been full for days. He stopped greeting her at the door when she came home. He spent every day stretched out on the floor, lazy and lethargic. She became more and more afraid with every day that passed like this. On the fifth day, she snuck behind him, quick as a whip, and shoved him in the carrier. He yowled and screamed, rattling the doors of the carrier frantically. She felt like a monster. Thomas meowed plaintively. Her heart broke, and her stomach was twisted in knots. Her eyes burned. She stuck her fingers through the carrier's bars to stroke his nose and got bitten for her trouble. She waited with Thomas. She cradled the carrier on her lap, holding him close to her chest. Her knee bounced rapidly. She crossed her legs, uncrossed them, crossed them again.
Thomas!
She opened the carrier to let him out, trying to ignore her trembling fingers, which felt heavy and disconnected from the rest of her. He curled up in the back of the carrier, glaring suspiciously. The vet knelt by the carrier and spoke to him in a gentle, high-pitched voice. The vet promised to be nice, promised treats. Thomas did not budge. The vet gave up, yanked him out of the cage, and plopped him on the exam table. She winced, resisting the urge to leap over and snatch Thomas, shove him in the car, and take them all home. She wished this wasn't happening. She wished she was anywhere but here. The vet poked at Thomas, prodded him. She tried to take deep breaths. Her eyes felt heavy and her chest felt tight. The room seemed to spin a little. The vet sits, pulls off their gloves.
He's fine.
She blinks.
He probably just wanted attention.
Thomas launches himself at her chest.